Okay, thank you, Maynard, and welcome back to doing 11 Spicer. We're exhausted. I know you guys are exhausted too, but I want to talk about the day. You wrestled a team that has never been here before. We've got the eventual big winners for the Marshall match in Brady Rohde and Zach DeVere. But first of all, we wrestled Laverne, first time ever there, and knew on paper that you were definitely favored, but boy, they wrestled their hearts off against you guys, and you beat them. They only won two matches, but you gained a lot of respect for that Laverne program. So, yeah. What were your feelings about that match?
They wrestled us tough. I've never seen them before. I didn't know much about them. They came out and they threw their haymakers, and we just have a good team at responding. We responded really well.
Yeah, that's Brady Rohde talking. How's that?
As a team whole, we wrestled very well. Wrestled smart. We didn't give up big points where they needed to get big points out of us. Yeah, we just wrestled very smart.
Okay. Yep.
Exactly.
So now let's turn to the big match against Marshall. The pressure was on all the way through, but both of you guys had a win, and you had to probably win big. Let's go with you first. That put us in the position to win. This is Zach DeVere talking.
Yes, I went into that match, had a conversation with Brady right before it. He goes, told both me and Parker that if we win and give us a chance, he's going to take care of it, and he did very well. We are also very smart. Just not giving up points.
Okay. You had a pressure every place you went this year because you were defending section champs, and you had a target on your back, and you know how bad you wanted it. Well, Marshall wanted it just as bad,
yes.
but it came down to the end.
Yeah, that was a great match. I mean, the crowd was crazy. I mean, for you guys, with it coming at you, it had to be really loud. I mean, it was loud for us on the headphones and everything, so
yep.
That's fun for everybody.
Yes, it was.
So now, your thoughts. You knew that he set it up for you. You had to finish the job.
I've wrestled him a couple times this year. I knew I could do it, and I told them boys, I told them, I was like, if you give me a chance, it's going to happen. I was like, I'll send it to the X. And they gave me a chance. So
they did.
That's Parker and Zach, I can't thank them enough. They gave me the chance.
That was awesome.
Well, I told some people before today the match that it might come down to the bottom three weight classes, and I guess that was right. And you gotta thank the ones that got a major decision for you, and
yeah,
thank the ones that avoided a major decision against you. So
the whole team wrestled tough.
Yeah, we're looking back at there's two or three matches in there where we got a extra point for a major decision, or maybe saved an extra point. So yeah, every point counted in this one, no doubt about it.
And it. Kind of like in the sport of football, the linemen never hear too much about the 100-yard gains that the backs do, but the linemen find out from the backs that if you do your job, they'll do their job.
Yeah.
So that it always seems to come down to the heavier guys, but they're also probably the more mature and older guys too, and they're used to the pressure. So. Well, I want to congratulate you for section champion again. What's that feel like, huh?
Oh, it feels awesome.
Yeah. And now heal up and practice. Have a great week and get individual next
year
week
up
down the window. So congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great job, guys.
Send your head coach over.
Hank, he just left. He was standing there. He's coming right here.
Did we both get one, or is that for...
Yeah, go. Well, now we got Hank here.
Wow.
You got a voice?
Yeah, a little bit.
We each got a mic, so we'll fire some questions.
Okay.
When we talked to the big guys, we talked about Marshall, but I want to talk about your first match against Laverne, they've never been here.
No.
You didn't know anything about them. You didn't, haven't wrestled them in that.
No.
Right? They only won two matches, but boy, I thought that they were not intimidated by
Laverne
at all.
They were not. They got some young kids, strong kids. They look like they know what they're doing, so yeah. They will. They might be back here next year, too, the way they're looking.
Yep, they did. And it was a good match for you and a good way to start off the match.
Yeah.
Or the day, I guess. So.
Yeah, we told them to go send a message, and they sent a message.
They did. Yep. That's what we talked about. It was a nice warm-up match to get into the flow for this next one and get you kind of get the blood flowing.
Yeah, that was a doozy. That one was something. Why ever doubt these guys? I don't know.
Yeah, it, well,
that was quite the match, though.
As we were talking, some of the smaller weights saved you points, or got an extra point. So, I mean, it was everybody did their little part here, all the way through the lineup.
Grayson got a tech, or just getting tech ball to choose. Noah Meyer up at 172. That was a huge one,
right?
Yep. Team win. That's what it comes down to. In there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Special group of boys.
Yeah. Pretty deep.
Yeah. There is no high-end team, but everybody did their job as much as they could. So
that's what they were saying right before those three big guys went on. They said, we got to do this. This is for us, the team. We got to do it. They stepped up.
It was fun interviewing Zach and Grady. They were talking about, they had talked about it. Give me a chance.
Yep.
Parker, Zach, and then give Brady
Noah,
a chance.
Noah gave him the chance.
Yeah, it all, but I mean, those guys did what they had to do to set it up. And Dick said, we were talking about earlier, we thought it'd come down to the final three, something big there, and they did exactly what they had to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Marshall, hats off to them. They got a heck of a team.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
They've been putting up some good scores against some tough, tough teams. And
they wanted it, too.
Yep, they came out.
Great following, great fans. And they got loud in here.
Yeah. 28-27 doesn't get much closer than that.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't at all. You want to explain the controversy afterwards?
Yeah, when we were shaking hands, one of our wrestlers had a singlet down. And if you're on the mat with a singlet down, that's a team point. But it was after the duel because both heavyweights left the mat. So once both heavyweights leave the mat, duel's over. So that's what the little controversy was. But no foul, so on the state.
And as we talked about, you were talking with their coaches and shaking hands.
Yeah. After the final decision was made.
Yep, they called ahead of official from up at the state, so yeah.
Okay, and they came over, and or you went over, or you met, or whatever, and shook hands. And I don't know if in your lifetime if you or they will ever find a match like this again.
No, that was quite the match.
I don't know if I can take more of
that. I told Ryan going into Parker's match, this is exactly where we want to be, right? Going into the final three matches, just need a win, win, and pin. That's exactly where we want to be.
Yep, and it was there.
And, yep, we took care of business.
Wow. Exciting.
So now day one of the state tournament is all team.
Yep.
And you're probably not going to be seated at all.
We might be seated 4, 5, 6, something around there.
Yeah. So you're going to have to go against, you were ranked earlier in the season, probably a little higher than you are now, but maybe this will jump you up too. There will be one more guillotine ranking. And rankings don't mean anything.
Don't mean a thing.
No.
Especially when a lot of the teams don't see each other, you don't know.
I suppose the team you don't want to see is Simley.
Yeah, they're tough.
But after that, you don't know.
Hope you get on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah.
From there.
No. Yep. Boys are going to enjoy this tonight. I think we're going to go eat somewhere as a team and then let them enjoy it.
And then have a great practice week and get a bunch of people into the state individually.
Yep. We'll leave Friday night, head down to Wyndham, stay down overnight there, and hopefully get a bunch more advancing.
There you go. Okay. Well, congratulations again.
Great job.
Great job. Oh, gosh. Everybody's exhausted. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Maynard, with that, I guess we'll send it back to the studio. But once again, I've never experienced anything this exciting.
Well, especially with the little turmoil right at the end. We're all celebrating, thinking we did it, and all of a sudden they're stopping it. And it's like, oh, my God, But, yeah. What? I kind of said it. I said, well, the match is over. It shouldn't matter if you have your singlet up or not. But, they called a head official, as Coach Hank Ireland said. And, and he's the one that said, no, the match was done. So it doesn't matter what happened. But, yeah, it was as tight as it can get.
Well, last year, the Fairmont-Martin County West match, we won that by 2 points. And then when we wrestled in the finals against Marshall, the heavier weights came through again. It was really close through about 10 weights. In the last four weights, the heavier weights took over. We won it on paper by a pretty large margin. But today it went back and forth. The lead changes about four times.
Yeah, it was. That was exciting. And the crowd was fantastic.
Want to thank Maynard at the board. Also give congratulations to the Shadows for making the top six, and we'll cheer them on now. And all the sponsors that make high school athletics and high school activities possible. And Danny, thank you for helping out. And it was an exciting match. So for Q92 and all the sponsors that make this possible, for Q92 Sports, this is Dick Newman, Danny Lee reporting. Once again, your final score in that championship match is Team United 28 and Marshall 27. Good afternoon, everyone.